You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's a beautiful morning. We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes. WMDX 92.7.
It's 7:06. Beautiful sunshine this morning. It's already warm. Temperatures in the low 60s will climb into the mid to upper 80s late today, and look for some showers and thunderstorms headed our way mid to late afternoon, maybe into the evening too. Yes, Sam, you had a comment?
Well, I was going to ask when the rain is supposed to come.
Well, around 3, 4
my,
o'clock.
My roommates and I, the ones that are left, I haven't even told the story about what happened last night, but the roommates that are still left here in Madison, we're biking to New Glarus this weekend. Some are leaving. Some wanted to leave today, but they might not if there's rain coming.
Well, I hope they come back. You never know what'll happen.
Don't leave us hanging. What happened last night with your roommates?
Well, the big friend group that we have, we all had a potluck. So everybody bought a bunch of
Pot.
Yeah, no. We brought some really good food. I don't know how everybody learned to cook so well, but
that's what happens when you smoke pot.
Yeah, you're right, Jack.
Everything tastes really good.
Yeah. Kind of devolved into just a little bit of a party after that, and then I found out that it was one of my roommates last night in Madison. He flew out on a plane back to New York this morning. I don't know how I just found that out last night, but a lot of the rest of the people who were at the gathering last night decided to stay up all night with him.
Wow.
I couldn't do that because I had to show up here. But
sure.
when I woke up and I was about to walk to the station this morning, they were still awake. They were sitting on the roof.
Wow.
And they asked me to take a picture for them.
Okay.
But it smells good
young
for them.
Again.
Before each one fell off. Yeah, that sounds great.
We should go up on your roof, Gordy.
Yeah.
No.
No? No?
I don't think so. No, I have a very steep roof. There's no way to get up there, actually. Yeah. This portion of our show is being brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing remains constant since they opened their doors way back in 1958. Verlo Mattress, they are still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbelievable prices. Two locations, east side and west side in Madison. Go to verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Amy Horak. She'll be stopping by with the horticultural report, what you should be doing this time of year, planting, doing whatever, raking the lawn. I don't know. Yeah. Well, she knows, though. She'll be in here to tell us about that. And we'll get an update on the possible stormy weather from Brittany Merlot in just a few minutes.
You know, we've talked about it on this program before, how these ice agents don't really necessarily have a standard uniform. Okay.
Right.
We've seen them with jeans and camo and, whatever military militia stuff they like to dress in. And many wear masks.
Yeah.
And anyone can do it, and they're always rushing by. They don't give you a chance to look at the tag on their uniform or whatever it is they're wearing at the time. And you don't know who they are. They don't show any kind of paperwork to address what they're doing and why they're there and why they're hauling people off.
Mm-hmm.
So, anybody can do this. And this is a perfect way to start up your own human trafficking business, I would assume, right? I mean, anyone can do this. This is really, really dangerous. And I thought, is it just me that thinks like this?
No.
Not true.
John, I was going to say, you're already a government employee. You've got your foot in the door. Why don't you become an ICE agent and then arrest the ICE agents?
There you go. See, I do work for Howard Lutnick.
Lutnick. Get in here.
All right.
Lutnick.
Yes. So anyway, Representative Julie Johnson was talking to Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem.
Oh, boy.
She also has the same objective. All right. Let's listen to this. This is cut 107.
Recognize Ms. Johnson for 5 minutes of questions.
Thank you so much, Mr.
Texas
Chairman.
Texas.
And thank you, Madam Secretary, for appearing before our committee today. I want to address several issues. I'm going to try not to repeat a lot of issues that have been addressed, but I do have some substantial concerns over how ICE agents present themselves to the public.
Right.
Oftentimes, we've seen many videos out there where they're masked and not properly identified. I have a lot of real personal concern about that. I just put myself in the situation of that woman from Tufts, for example. You're just walking down the street, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, three masked men, not properly identified, attack you and try to take you away. I find that to be reprehensible and not the values of this country. What steps are you taking to make sure that your ICE agents are not masked and properly identified when they approach someone?
Well, ICE agents always identify themselves to individuals that they're encountering or that they're working with.
It's a verbal
what
thing.
What I would say
that's
as far
right.
as if they are wearing something over their faces, it's oftentimes because that agent has been involved in undercover operations or needs to be able to continue the investigative work that they do on a day-to-day basis.
But don't you think, Madam Secretary, that people have a right to see whoever's trying to apprehend them? I think it's creating this unrealistic a vigilante system. And are you aware that your materials, ICE agents, jackets, and those sorts are available on Etsy for $20? Anybody can do that, throw a mask on, and run around and terrorizing people of color without any regard for the law, without any regard, because your agency does not have proper protocols to make sure their agents are clearly identified and marked when they're executing their jobs.
Our agents do identify themselves. They verbally do that, and then also by the clothing that they're wearing. And if they do have something that is covering some of their facial features, it's for their investigative work or their undercover work that they do as a part of their job duties as well. What I would say is that it is important that we follow the procedures and protocols for every encounter that we have, and they have done that in every situation to the best of my knowledge.
I would suggest that your protocols need to be revised, because I don't think it's reasonable for masked men to be apprehending people on the streets. I think that instills a lot of fear. It doesn't instill security in the process. And in states like Texas, that is open carry, when any jackadoo can be walking around with a gun. I think some tragic circumstances are at bay.
All right.
Who was that again, the person that was asking the questions?
That was Julie Johnson.
Okay.
And she was as concerned as I am, and I think everybody else is a little concerned, that they should have a specific uniform.
Yes.
They should show the paperwork and not just verbally tell everybody, well, I'm a, you know, I'm an ICE agent.
Yeah.
Thank you. I believe you.
Some sort of identification.
It's like some kid buying a toy sheriff's badge from the store and wearing it around like this.
Yeah. Well, they
should. And now we know we can get ICE agent jackets on Etsy.
Etsy. Well, they're very inexpensive there.
Let's look that up.
You know, I made a trip to on a vacation to D.C.
Yeah.
And we went to the spy shop and all this other stuff. And in these shops, they had like FBI T-shirts.
Yeah.
Dark blue FBI written across it, just like the real FBI shirts that they wear, FBI hats. I couldn't believe it. I thought, is this right? Can they sell this? Because that's what they had. They had the jackets, too.
Well, that's
isn't that crazy?
It's a spy store, so, you know, people are just getting here from Russia, and they need their stuff.
I know. The spy store
right
was my favorite, you know.
No, you get in more trouble for, like, impersonating a postal worker than you do for impersonating an ICE agent.
Well, probably.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, man, I tell you. Well, I'm glad that somebody's on this and as concerned as I am about anybody just dressing up as an ICE agent.
Yeah.
All right. Boy.
What?
Let's get to the immigrant situation here. Trump is justifying immigrating white South African citizens into this country, okay, and making them American citizens. This is cut 109. Let's listen to what Trump has to say about this thing.
Now, South Africa leadership is coming to see me, I understand, sometime next week. And, you know, we're supposed to have I guess a G20 meeting there or something, but we're having a G20 meeting. I don't know how we can go unless that situation's taken care of, but it's a genocide that's taking place that you people don't want to write about, but it's a terrible thing that's taking place, and farmers are being killed. Wow. They happen to be white, but whether they're white or black makes no difference to me, but white farmers are being brutally killed, and their land is being confiscated in South Africa, and the newspapers and the media, television media, doesn't even talk about it. If it were the other way around, they'd talk about it. That would be the only story they'd talk about. And I don't care who they are. I don't care about their race, their color. I don't care about their height, their weight. I don't care about anything. I just know that what's happening is terrible. I have people that live in South Africa. They say it's a terrible situation taking place. So we've essentially extended citizenship to those people to escape from that violence and come here.
Those white South Africans. Okay, got it.
Don't really know.
He doesn't look at the color, but he does mention white awful lot in that statement. Well, I'm glad he's out there, you know, saving the white people in other countries, and then bringing them to our country and promising citizenship. How do you like that? That's how easy it is. And you know why? Because they already have money. And that's one of the reasons they actually admitted to. Well, they can assimilate better because they already have wealth.
Mm-hmm. You know, that birthright citizenship is up before the Supreme Court, I think, today.
Oh, today.
They're talking about that just as a side note.
But, I don't know. You know, having this this program of, you know, importing immigrants while we're deporting other immigrants, it's pretty obvious what they're doing. They're getting rid of people of color in this country.
Well, they're putting
Not even really of color. We consider Mexicans, and Latinas, you know, we consider them white, according to the Census Bureau.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And they're putting a lot of, I mean, so much of this is about the optics and what does this look like, you know, and they want to get a lot of fear out there and people looking over their shoulder. It's a very chilling effect on everybody.
It is.
You know, get your papers ready. You know, they can snatch you off the street anytime. It's, you know, you better have your passport and your birth certificate and, you know, driver's license with you all the time.
We have Mark on the line. Can we have time? Yeah, we have time. Let's go to Mark.
About a minute and a half. Good morning, Mark.
I just slammed my FCC filter on there. What is this stuff about citizenship when, as soon as they get here, stuff that Trump is actually complying with this? It's supposed to take 7 years to become a citizen. Something like you're here for 2 years and then you declare your interest to stay, your intention to stay here, and it's another, you know, set of years there. I think it's usually like 7 years to become a citizen. And these people are going to be given granted automatic citizenship by Donald Trump. I say BS on that.
Absolutely.
Yes. Glad you brought that up, Mark. Yeah, that's right. It does take a while.
It's not up to him. It's not. It shouldn't be up to the president.
They're going
to
fast track the white people.
Yeah.
Nothing more obvious than that. All right. That's crazy stuff. I know.
Mark, thank you for that.
I know.
Thanks, brothers.
All right. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Let's see here. This portion of John and Gordy brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. And they're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Convenience over complexity. They're located in an accessible setting. They're helping people change their lives by improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. And we'll be back with Brittany Merlot with an update on our stormy weather headed our way next.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof. Up on the roof.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Our first bachelor is...
Bachelor number one.
John and Gordy in the morning. This is 92.7 WMDX.
722. Beautiful sunshine this morning. Want to remind you, you can sign up for the WMDX newsletter. It's easy to do. Just go to our website, WMDXradio.com, and you can sign up right there. Comes out every Thursday. Catherine does a great job putting that together, talking about some of the events that are happening around the city and right in our backyard here.
Yeah.
And what's going on behind the scenes.
Put a lot of work into that letter.
Yeah. So check it out. Again, go to WMDXradio.com. Now, Brittany Merlot is with us this morning.
Brittany, do you remember the dating game at all? Is that something us old fogies remember and cherish so well in her,
that music,
in her thoughts?
Right from, yeah.
I briefly remember it.
Yeah.
I definitely think my parents are watching it or something, but
sure,
the memory is faint.
Okay. Well, no, that's good. You don't want to remember that. It's something you can't forget.
You don't want to know the dating apps. That is also something that you cannot forget.
Oh,
I'd rather have a dating show.
Okay. All right. But it was traumatizing and embarrassing for men.
Because it was often awkward and uncomfortable.
All the time.
Every show. Yeah.
And that's when I realized that, you know, women really have a hard time.
Yeah.
Out there in the dating scene, because there are not a lot to pick from. All right, so.
Well, let's turn to weather, because, I mean, it's beautiful this morning.
Oh, yeah, it's
fantastic.
But it's going to
be humid, and it's going to get really hot, and we've got some storms headed our way later on today. Right, Brittany?
Yes, all the worst things of that summer weather. So we're going to be feeling it all. The mugginess is going to be seeping in. Dew points are going to hit the mid-60s.
Ouch.
We're going to get hot temperatures. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's a dew point thing.
It makes my hair curl.
Yeah,
it does.
You
want to
be in the AC.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, but that is also all that fuel for these storms, too. So we're going to hit highs today of 87 degrees. That sunshine is out there as well. We've got some patchy fog far off to the east. But otherwise, those thunderstorms, right? So we were in an enhanced risk, which is a 3 out of 5 on the risk scale, which pretty much means we're going to see some numerous strong to severe thunderstorms moving through this afternoon. I think they're going to spark up around the Mississippi Valley, probably around 2 to 3 o'clock this afternoon, and moving quickly. So
wow.
I think here into the Madison area, probably around 3 or 4, 4 o'clock is that sweet spot. I think that's when it's going to be hitting us. And it moves out of here rapidly. We'll be done by 6 o'clock, but they're going to be strong. We do have a chance for ping pong ball size hail or bigger.
Ooh.
We could see some tornadoes in these and also damaging winds scattered out throughout the storm. This is going to line up and just push its way through the entire state, moving into Michigan afterwards. It's going to be a pretty decent storm system. So make sure you know where you're going to take shelter in case a tornado warning goes out.
Okay, wow. So that's, between 3 and 4, we really got to be aware.
Just get into our basements and huddle in the corner someplace. That's the message you're giving
us. Hang out there for a good hour.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah, that is what I'm giving you.
But once we get through this, tomorrow's looking pretty nice.
Yeah.
And what about the weekend?
Yeah, so our temperatures are actually going to start to take a slide a little bit. So we're going to go down to about 80 degrees tomorrow. A few more showers and storms are possible in the afternoon because the system takes a minute. It's going to be hovering over us.
Mm-hmm.
So as that moves out, we're going to see a few more clouds still lingering on Saturday morning. Still breezy. Then we drop temperatures as the skies start to clear. So we will see sunshine over the weekend, but highs only in the mid-60s.
Oh, boy, bring a sweater.
After today, it's going to feel like that. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Brittany. Well, thank you so much. And we'll keep listening for updates throughout the day. And we appreciate you joining us. Have a good one.
All right.
Sounds good.
That's our WMDX chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
What does Catherine mean by not that?
Well, no.
She sent us a YouTube video.
Have you looked at it, Sam?
Yeah. I haven't watched what she sent us yet. She accidentally sent the wrong link at first. I think she sent... Well, the first one she sent was a YouTube short of what looks to be a pig playing in the mud.
Right?
And the second one,
about.
I think, is like some...
Is it different? It looks like the same link.
I don't know.
Yeah,
all right, we'll check
it
out during the break here.
Well, let's get to the absurd, okay, right now, as we continue with idiocracy in the country. Buried in the 400-page bill is...
Is this the big bill?
My voice is changing now. Look, it was a long night.
We were talking to all the people there at downtown Madison at Camp Randall yesterday, and it was a big crowd. And you were schmoozing with everybody.
I know.
Coming up, crazy. Aren't you John Peterson? Yeah.
No one says that. Okay, a $1.4 billion cut in fees to buy and register a silencer. So let's listen to this. This is Tom Suzy asking about the silencer part of the budget bill. That's 112.
Silencer. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Yeah.
Midst of this one-party bill, done now, we're talking about it at 1 o'clock in the morning, of a 400-page bill that involves trillions of dollars, we're slipping in an item that is very much supported by the NRA. I'm very proud of the grades I've received in my life and different things, but I got an F from the NRA. Mm-hmm. $1.4 billion to try and make it easier to buy silencers in the United States of America often used by criminals, done in a giant bill in the middle of the night during police week.
During police week.
My conscience, to tell you the truth. Maybe I'm missing something. Yeah. And I can't even imagine that most of my colleagues on either side of the aisle are actually aware that this item is actually in this gigantic bill. So all I hope the people that are here tonight.
Okay. Let's play the next cut there, 117, if you can, okay?
All right.
117.
Get that there dialed up.
There you go. Let's play
the rotary thing. She is a silencer.
Oh, yeah. This is the real silencer right here.
Dear sir. I'm her. I don't use a knife, don't need a gun. My equipment is a lot more.
729. Midwest Farm Report is next with Pam Yonke. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment. Silencer.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Milk of Magnesia Light, bringing you the same great taste of Milk of Magnesia you've loved for years, but now with only half the calories of other leading laxatives.
John and Gordy. John and Gordy. John and Gordy.
Yeah.
Gordy, you sound a little scary.
John Gordy.
735, sunshine. WMDX 92.7. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, producer Sam Davison for a few more days until somebody else comes in and has to deal with us.
I'm the only guy who hasn't met him yet.
No, I haven't met him either.
Oh, really?
No, I was
John
out a couple
John
of days.
John and Catherine have met him.
Yeah. Well, this is our next Dom. Okay.
So. Yeah, Dominic. Yeah. He'll join us on Monday morning, I think. This portion of the show is being brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing remains constant since 1958. Still, they are direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress of Madison, two locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com. Okay.
All right. John? Well, you know, everybody's making a big deal about Trump accepting this airliner.
Great big plane.
Big plane. And
$400 million.
The reason he's doing it is because it saves the taxpayer money, so he doesn't have to buy planes now.
Right.
All he has to do is take that gift and run with it, fly in it. But you know, everybody's done a little breakdown on that, and it's not so free after all.
Really?
The taxpayers will be picking up the bill on this. Let's listen to this from CNN.
Let's look at the capabilities of this unique plane, maybe the most unique aircraft in this country. Look, it has to have highly secure communication systems that nobody can hack into, nobody can read. It needs to have defensive systems to avoid missiles that might be fired at it or any other kind of weapons. The ability to shield against electromagnetic pulse. What that means is every wire in this plane has to be shielded in such a way that it can't be taken out from without. and the capability to refuel in flight. Remember, George W. Bush operated from this plane on 9/11 because that's what you do to make sure you have a safe command center in the sky. Doing all of that on a plane of any sort, but a particularly one that's been gifted to you from another country, where, and security analysts say, you basically have to take the whole thing apart and put it back together to make sure there are no bugs, no built-in failures that have been put in there, could take up to 2 years. Now, remember, there are new Air Force Ones on the way that Donald Trump negotiated. They are on the way. Will they be done in time for him to use? We don't know, but presidents don't do it for themselves. They do it for the next president, for the country. Up to 2 years to do that. And in that time, here's the really key part to bear in mind. Making all of those changes to this free gift is estimated to cost maybe three times as much as the value of the three gift. And then allegedly this goes to his private, you know, presidential library, his presidential library. Yeah. In other words, for this free plane, American taxpayers may pay an additional $800 million for 2 years of use. 2 years because this president, I mean, because he says he's been made this offer, and he doesn't want to wait for the planes that we're already paying for to get ready. Why are you taking this supposed free gift when there are huge ethical questions about it and a lot of practical and financial questions, too?
Yeah. It's going to cost a lot of money, in other words. And it's like not being, so free anymore.
This is like being gifted a Junker classic car.
Yeah.
Sure, it's got value, but you're going to have to pour more than what it's worth into it to get it to look nice.
It's ridiculous.
Good comparison, yeah. That's crazy, isn't it? So having a relook at that, I guess maybe the press is doing their job in this case.
Yeah.
And it's not just the press, it's the alternative press. It's the right-wing press that's also coming out against this thing very strongly.
Yes.
Very strongly.
You know, there's obviously going to be strings attached. They say it's just a gift, and there's no quid pro quo or anything. But, you know, it's from Qatar.
Yeah.
You know, that's where Hamas leadership lives.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's so why would they just give him a plane?
Yeah.
You know, what? Really? Just out of the kindness of their hearts, and they think he's a great guy? Come on.
It's just amazing.
It's got to be something
to it. Really
to
is it. Outrageous. But he's not going to get the message, and he doesn't have to do anything because he's his dictator now. He can do anything he wants any time he wants. Now, let's also talk about lowering drug prices like Trump wants to do. Last time Trump did this, by the way, the exact same thing during his first term, the court stopped him from doing it. So what's the difference this time? Nothing really, but it looks good. And coincidentally, at the same time, Congress wants to make Medicaid more costly. It all just works together, doesn't it? No. Trump said it would reduce drug prices by about 30 to 80%. No, that's not going to happen. After Trump was elected, he reversed all the costs, by the way. I mean, this is the bizarre thing.
Mm-hmm.
He reversed all the cost caps that Biden negotiated for Medicare and Medicaid. Over 120 million Americans are affected by this. Mm-hmm. Now, here's Rachel Maddow talking about what all of this means. All of these cuts mean. This is cut 100. Let's check it out. Rachel Maddow.
The National Institutes of Health, the government research agency that produces much of the science for these specific drugs and countless others, Trump has slashed its budget and nearly $2 billion in research grants there have been canceled. The FDA shepherds drugs to market and makes sure they are safe. The FDA is reeling from huge staffing cuts, and the staff that is there can't complete basic tasks because, among other things, their government credit cards have been frozen. Trump and his allies in Congress are currently debating how many hundreds of billions of dollars they're going to cut from Medicaid, which provides health insurance to tens of millions of Americans. And as for those GLP-1 weight loss drugs that can be a lifesaver for so many people, well, Trump has rescinded a Biden administration proposal to have those drugs covered by Medicare. Even as the White House says, maybe weight loss drugs will get a big price cut. They'll solve it with deals, if you want to believe that. But they're undoing the plan to have them covered by Medicare, which puts at risk the opportunity for tens of millions of Americans to benefit from those kinds of drugs.
That's right. Yeah. And now here's Fox Business's Gary Kaltbaum on what Trump's executive order really means about reducing drug prices. This is Cut 99. All right. This is Gary Kaltbaum on Fox Business. Mm-hmm.
President Trump just signed an executive order. He's promising to lower prices by 30-80%. He said almost immediately the government will reduce what Medicare pays for drugs to the lowest price paid by other countries. This will cover some cancer drugs and also weight loss medications. The president did try something like this at the end of his first term, though it was blocked by the courts. Let's check in with Fox News business contributor and our good friend Gary Kaltbaum to get more on this. Gary, good morning. Always good to see you.
And good morning to you.
So how will this work? It's an executive order, which is a little different than getting passed in Congress. How does that affect things?
Well, you said it best, blocked by the courts the last time. Look, it's not a secret that this has bubbled up many times over past years where people ask, how do I pay for a drug here? But if I went to Germany, it would be 80% less in price. And of course, the pharmaceutical companies would come out and say research and development. What the interesting part about this whole political move is that it usually is the Democrats that are yelling and screaming about price of drugs. Now we have a Republican, so it's going to play out over time. But if something gets done, it's definite beneficial to the American public.
Yeah, Gary, as you know, a lot of people, this is kind of overwhelming when it comes to drug prices and pharmaceuticals and where they actually pay. Where would they see it first? Where, if someone's watching for how the prices might change, where should they look first?
In their pocketbook.
Yeah.
You know, everybody now is putting out a list of drugs, what it costs here and what it costs over there. And some of the numbers are pretty stunning. You know, I'm not a big price control guy, but when it comes to these prices, and all your viewers can go check out the prices, it, again, is stunning how you can find a cancer drug that you pay $5,000 here, but $1,000 in the UK.
Yeah, Gary, do they really battle for the consumer's will here? Because I think the average American probably say they don't like the healthcare system, but they know it's so complex they wouldn't know what to fix. So, I mean, do maybe they target the consumer or public opinion is on their side?
Look, lower costs for drugs and medical care is huge. I mean, I think the amount of money the government spends on it is gargantuan. And the president's basically coming down on Medicare and Medicaid about how much they pay for these things. And that's where, you know, we can save a heck of a lot of money if we can just meet halfway on some of these prices. But again, from what I saw yesterday, pharmaceutical companies are putting their feet right down in cement and fighting it. They're talking about how research and development will be affected, and that's a benefit to the consumer. Game on, as they say.
Yeah, let's finish with this. I think people would also be shocked when you look like what you pay for prescription drug. It'll show you what you pay, and then it'll show us what insurance pays, and that's a staggering number in many cases.
I've always been amazed how when you go to the doctor or you pay for drugs and you see, oh, they're charging you $3,000, but you pay $200 and they write off this and that. Again, they have made the system so convoluted and so complicated. You wonder if they do that on purpose just to drive you up a wall. I wish it was less complicated. That goes for our tax code and many other things that come from our government.
All right, there you go. So that's you know, a little long, but I do want to just mention here that we've also tried other ideas like mail order inexpensive drugs from other countries.
Yes.
Other countries that have a great system of quality control. No reason Canada. Why we're not doing that.
Right.
Drug research, by the way, oh, it's not going to stop research from happening for lower the prices, because most of that research is through the universities and foundations and the NIH. But Big Pharma doesn't normally always do that. They do some of it. And why doesn't Congress set up this policy instead of an executive order from Trump? Why do we go this route after all? And universal health care coverage, where pharma has to negotiate drug prices. Why don't we do that? Why don't we put universal health care and then negotiate the prices for what they have to pay?
Yeah.
All of this is mind-bogglingly ridiculous stuff. Just ridiculous.
I really don't even know what I'm in for. I've been saying a couple days now that I needed to schedule a doctor appointment on my own for the first time. And it's been since I moved down to Madison that I went to a doctor. And I finally did it yesterday. And I thought that was a bear to get done. all of the information and hoops I needed to jump through.
Yeah.
Just wait till I'm old like you guys.
I know.
Have prescriptions I need to start getting filled. I'm not looking forward to it.
I've got to tell you, it doesn't get any easier.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, you know, setting up an appointment or figuring out if you want to set up an appointment.
Yeah.
And usually, who do you call to set up the damn appointment? Mm-hmm. It's so convoluted. It just
so much easier
from getting
with
treatment.
Universal health care.
No doubt about it. You just go to the doctor, your doctor. You call them up, you set it up. Oh, my God, this is just so ridiculous putting us through this. And the fact that we're paying for their health care coverage, the people that represent us, we send them to Washington or into the legislature in each state.
Yeah, they're
covered. We pay for their health care.
Yeah, they're taking care of.
And they act like
of.
It's some kind of privilege out here in the hinterlands to get health care coverage for us.
Yeah. Well, Big Pharma is all behind it, and they're controlling everything, apparently. And
I've had it. I'm walking.
Okay. Well, don't walk yet. We still have a little bit more of the show to go. In fact, coming up next, we'll be visiting with Amy Horak with the Horticultural Report. And that's coming up after this break on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDN.
Oh, yes.
John Peterson, Gorda Young in the morning with you. And who is this? Eric
Clapton. Larry Clapton, just for you, John.
Wasn't it? This was a group that he was in, right?
This was Eric Clapton solo.
Is this Eric Clapton solo?
Solo with a band that he put together.
Okay. Well,
good morning, Catherine's in the studio.
I don't necessarily hate this song.
You don't necessarily hate it, but you hate it. Is that what you're saying? 7:53.
You saw through that.
Listen, I just want to mention before we forget, tomorrow is a big day on the show here. We've got a big lineup. We'll be talking with Pam Yonke, as we do every Friday morning.
Yeah.
Also, Rocker will be in the studio with the Maxing preview. But it's also Free Ticket Friday. We'll have Brewers tickets to give away. And not only that, we'll have Catherine Lake. She's going to be live at Cops on a Rooftop in Sun Prairie, all benefiting Special Olympics. And they'll have lots of donuts and maybe
donuts and coffee.
Maybe you'll get your special coconut donut made just for you.
They
John.
Won't do it. No,
they won't do it.
I asked. I wanted it done, but they're not going to do it for me.
Anyway,
it's okay.
What's that, Catherine?
I'll bring you a donut.
Bring. Okay.
Well, you can bring donuts.
Yeah, they don't have John's special coconut. Covered
coconut
donut.
Cream donut.
The coconut donuts
it.
I keep looking for and searching for.
All right. Well, that's all coming up tomorrow. But today we have Amy Horak in the studio here as we get ready to wrap up the show today. Amy, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me today.
So the Horticultural Report, what's on your mind lately? Yeah. I know, you know, you mentioned as you were coming in, really dry weather lately, dry May so far. So how is that affecting things as far as, you know, seeding lawns and what do people need to be concerned about because of the dry weather?
So we might see a little change tonight. They are kind of calling for some stronger storms. But regardless of that, there hasn't been a whole lot of rain the rest of May so far. So I would say if you have an irrigation system, now is the time to start testing that system, making sure everything's running properly. Make any repairs if they're needed, and then you can start to just actually run the system, especially if you're doing any new plantings. This time of year, now that the temperatures are staying above 50 degrees, a lot of people are starting to plant either vegetable crops, flowers, annuals, things of that nature. So if you're not going to go out there and make sure to water them in every day, I'd get that system running. And that being said, too, if you're going to be planting new annuals, you can also start reseeding your lawn. So fixing any turf damage that could have happened over the winter from either salt or plow damage from snow removal, that would be key to do. Make sure you always have that lawn getting watered in, but being mindful of the actual rain that Mother Nature is going to provide. So if it is going to rain, turn your irrigation system off. I don't know how many times I've gone past someplace,
really,
middle of a storm, and you see the sprinklers running the same time that it's a downpour. Yeah,
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And don't let your seed wash away, John.
Like John did.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, it was just a desperate attempt on my part to not do any yard work, but, you know, see what happens, and it didn't work out well.
Now, I should mention that our good friends at David J. Frank help us to bring us this segment. Now, what do you think about this No Mow May? If you're familiar with No Mow May, right?
Yeah.
Because we want to help out the bees, the bee population, right? And pollination this time of year.
That doesn't work out real well because of the dandelions.
Well, but some people are okay with dandelions, right?
No,
okay, Amy, over to you.
Dandelions, I mean, so there are actually some pretty big rules for spraying when things are in bloom. So I think even with weeds, if like a dandelion is currently in bloom, you technically aren't supposed to spray it because the pollinators are going to go to it and going to feed off of it.
Yeah.
So if you want to control the weeds and not have, you know, all the little puff balls on your lawn, either spray that dandelion before that flower opens or wait for it to close up before it reopens again with the little puffball seed head, and then you can spray it so that, because after that, the pollinators aren't going to go back, but you can get it before it goes to seed and then makes 1,000 more dandelions.
Yeah, that was a great idea. I think everybody's yard is probably in the same position mine was yesterday. I mean, it was just all puffballs out there.
Yep.
Yeah. And I couldn't stand it. I went out there and I mowed the lawn. I just could not handle that anymore. It was awful.
If it's not like a neighbor's lawn, like I've seen like through the medians through the city, I mean, there's certain ones where it's just a stand of dandelions. No,
it's just amazing. So, it really is. Yeah.
They're cute when they're yellow and then they turn into the little puffball and then there's the dead stems left behind. You're like, oh no, it's going to get worse.
That's right.
So talk a little bit more about the turf repair. If you just have a few patches here and there, what can you do about that? I mean, the rest of the lawn is okay, but just little patches.
So little patches, you're going to want to get like a small, like a rototiller. So, I mean, depending if it's big enough for like a standard rototiller you'd use in a garden space, you can use that on the lawn's patch, or they make an even smaller machine like a Mantis. That's like a trade name for it or just like a manufacturer's name. But it's just like a mini version that'll cut into the grass, into
the
soil.
A few inches or so.
Yep. So it'll cut into the soil. It'll help remove some of the turf and the dead grass. And then you can add some like, you know, fresh topsoil or compost, something down to add organic matter. Put the seeds down. Put like a straw mat or something to hold the seed in place. Tack it in place. Mm-hmm. Water it in. And then from there, just monitor whether it's going to rain or if you need to set up a sprinkler system just to make sure that newly planted seed is going to establish and grow for you.
Great. Amy, if people want to find out more, what's the website for David J. Frank?
www.davidjfrank.com.
Well, that makes it easy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for stopping in. We'll talk to you next time around.
Yeah, it's that blanket you put over the seed that always...
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Do they have large ones? Because that's what I want.
I want different size sections. Yep.
Right. Thank you. Let me just quickly mention this portion of the show brought to you by MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Check them out. Check out their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Get a free hearing test there. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving quality of life through better hearing. Right, John?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
You love your hearing aids, don't you?
I do.
I know you
can't
do.
Wear them.
I'm
going to
go see him next week.
Yep.
My appointment's on Tuesday. I'll let
you
know how that goes. Again, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.